Obedience was my way of life. Many, many, many years ago, my beloved Supreme once came to me and said, "My son, pray. You must pray. From now on, you must pray to me regularly." I obeyed my beloved Supreme and I started praying. A few years later, my beloved Supreme came to me and said, "My son, meditate. I want you to meditate. From now on, you must meditate regularly every day." I obeyed my beloved Supreme. Then one day he came to me and said, "My son, do you see any change, any improvement, anything new in your life?" I said, "I do see." Then he said, "What is it?" I told him, "I'll be very glad if you tell me the changes and improvements that I have made, for I may make a mistake. Whatever you say, I'll gladly accept as absolutely true." My beloved Supreme was very pleased with me. He said, "Since you have started praying, you have been feeling your closeness to me. Since you have started meditating, you have been feeling my closeness to you. When you pray, you feel your closeness to me. And when you meditate, you feel my closeness to you. Something more, when you pray, you see my kindness aspect and my compassion aspect. And when you meditate, you see my beauty aspect and my fruitfulness aspect. That is to say, when you pray, I am kind and compassionate to you. And when you meditate, I am beautiful and fruitful to you. I must say that these four qualities or attributes of mine are of tremendous importance. They go together. Unless I am kind and compassionate to you, why would I show you my beauty and my fruitfulness? Why should I show you the things that I have, the things that I embody? Because you pray, you see my kindness aspect and my compassion aspect. And because you meditate, you see my beauty aspect and my fruitfulness aspect. Something more you will feel when you pray. From now on, you will feel that you need me only. And when you meditate, you will feel that I need you only. Right now, it is impossible for you to believe that I need you only because in every way I am superior to you. You think that you know who you are and who I am, but a day will come when you will realize that we are one and inseparable. Until then, it will be difficult for you to feel that I embody the finite aspect of life and still hold the infinite aspect. I know that inside the finite aspect is the infinite, and inside the infinite aspect is the finite, but still you have not realized that. When I say that I need you only, you have to know what I mean. You may say, there are millions and billions and trillions of people on earth, so how is it that he cares only for me and not for others? But you have to feel that you means your extended, expanded part. Your eyes have become larger than the largest. Your arms have become longer than the longest. Your whole existence has expanded and enlarged, and all other human beings are only your extended, expanded reality, part of your own existence. Therefore, when you meditate and feel that I need you only, it means that I need you as a universal reality. If you keep on praying and meditating, then you are obeying me. And if you obey me, there is nothing that I shall not do for you. I shall always do everything for you. If you pray and meditate, when you pray, you will feel that my life breath is embodying you. And when you meditate, you will feel that your life breath is embodying me. Prayer and meditation are of tremendous importance. But there will come a time when you will become inseparably one with my consciousness, finite and infinite, universal and transcendental. At that time, you may give up the prayer aspect, for the meditation aspect will embody everything. In the prayer aspect, there is some feeling of superiority and inferiority. If you regard me as the Lord Supreme, then it will be difficult for you to accept me as your only friend, your eternity's friend. At that time, I embody my absolute aspect, my aspect of sovereignty and lordship. But there may come a time when you will feel that I am your only friend. At that time, you need not approach me as the Lord Supreme and pray to me. Your prayer life may come to an end. It is difficult or impossible for the prayer life to embody the meditation life, but the meditation life can easily embody the prayer life. Right now you should both pray and meditate, but eventually when you become highly advanced, on the verge of realization or realized, then you can give up praying, for in meditation you can easily get the fruits of prayer along with the meditation fruits, which are all important.